Hi, welcome to the P&B of the Month for February, and our winner is Grace Sotolongo from the Miami Herald. She made a 10,000-piece sale to a modern furniture company, let's say, a couple of drops. And Grace, originally they reached out wanting to do an online campaign. So how did you wind up with a nice P&B sale out of that?
Well, Jim, I work with the agency, and the agency said, you know, my client has a budget of about $4,000. They really want to be able to, you know, reach the immediate area around them, and they want to do online. And I said, great, you know, $4,000 gives us some room. I said, we can definitely do a page takeover for about a week. We can either do, you know, news readers through our MiamiHerald.com page, or we can do our Miami.com page, which is more nightlife and entertainment. And everything was fine. We were ready to go. And last minute, you know, the client said, no, we're just going to do social media ourselves, pull the plug on the page takeover. And it was end of the month, and we're going back and forth. And, you know, they're like, well, what can we do in print? And you happen to have just been here. And I was like, well, this sounds like the equivalent of a page takeover. Why don't we do print and deliver, you know, 100,000 copies? We can do two drops of 50,000 each back to back, and it's basically that same effect. Instead of doing a page takeover online, we're going to be basically saturating the area around them and taking over that area. So for me, it made sense. It was pretty much the equivalent of that page takeover, but in print.
So the ability to, you know, it's funny, as powerful as digital is, putting something tangible in front of the entire geography that they want to focus on and being able to do it twice, a little bit longer shelf life. So it's very cool that you were able to kind of slide this back in there as not quite an online substitute, but it'll complement what they do themselves with social, right?
Right. It's not the substitute, but it was sort of like the equivalent, because a page took over, you know, if people visit every day, you know, they see it because it's the first thing that pops up. But once you close that, it's gone. But this, we were reaching this, you know, the area they wanted to reach and giving people something physical to have with them. Whether or not they made it to the sale, they still had that paper there that they can keep and visit later. Which in a page takeover, yeah, Once it's gone, it's gone.
That's terrific. Well, anything else you'd like to share with the your fellow sales reps from around the country?
I think you know,
cool
it was great having you.
The training just happened. That's cool.
Yeah, you were right there. You had refreshed my memory. You had brought a different perspective of, you know, pretty much every online product has like a print equivalent. And that's what I took away also from having you here. Because I was like, wow, I understand a lot online. But seeing that, for example, that, you know, that P&B was basically the equivalent of what the client wanted to accomplish online. And it was great that you were here because I had it fresh in my memory and I was able to do it, and it worked out for them wonderfully.
Terrific. Well, thanks so much, Grace, and congratulations on being the February winner.
Thank you so much.
Very good.